Today we're going to talk about how to prepare for a quantum healing hypnosis session. There's basically four things that I want to go over. One is the questions that you're going to be thinking about and bringing. The other is intentions that you're going to want to set days prior to the session. Physical prep that you might want to think about and what to do on the morning of the session. So to help make your session extraordinary, you'll want to take some time to think about all the areas of your life and write down the most important questions you have for your higher self to answer once you're under hypnosis. Now, these questions can be about anything. There really are no limits. So it can be health issues you're experiencing, or maybe things as simple as things that even happened in the past that you're curious about your health. Maybe you've broken the same bone multiple times on the same side of your body and it's just very odd for you and you are wondering why that is happening and why that's happened throughout your life. Maybe there was some trauma during childhood and you want to understand the reason for the experiences you've had. Or maybe you want to be able to forgive somebody for that trauma. Maybe you've had an accident of some type that changed the course of your life and you want to know why and understand it. You can ask about family relationships and strong bonds you've had, or why communicating with someone is so difficult or so easy. Where does that bond come from? Can a bad relationship be healed or forgiven? Maybe you're curious about your highest purpose in life. Maybe you've always suspected, but haven't been certain on what that purpose is or what your mission is. Your subconscious can clarify all of that for you with authority. Maybe you want to connect to what you're truly passionate about as a vocation. Maybe what you've been doing for work is waning and you're realizing it's time to move on and you just don't know where to move on to or what to do next. Maybe you're curious about your galactic heritage, or maybe a mysterious type of event happened to you in your life and you really never understood what it was or why it happened. You might have questions about your past life experiences you've already had, or maybe you've had some lucid dreams or a lucid dream that seemed very important, but you couldn't quite figure out the lesson. Or maybe there's some other spiritual experiences you want to understand. Truly, there is no limit. So take your time, write it down. If you're writing it on a computer, print it out, and definitely bring it to me on the day of. So besides your questions, another way to prepare is to set good intention for yourself. And you want to do this in the first person, present tense, and you'll want to repeat it to yourself often. So an example of a good intention might be something as simple as, I have clear and direct communication with my higher self, and I am grateful for all the wisdom it gives me. If you meditate, pray, or contemplate, you might want to be a little more intentional about doing those, especially relative to the session and what you're hoping to accomplish in the session. The days prior to having that session. So you want to meditating, praying, contemplating, using your intention are all great ways to align with your higher self and get in a really good space and start opening yourself to the higher frequencies and getting into your heart space a little more than your head space. And no worries, if meditation or prayer is not your thing, just come with an open heart and mind and a trusting attitude that you'll discover what you're ready to discover about yourself. It's as simple as that. Because obviously you wouldn't even be looking into this if you weren't ready for a next level experience in your life. It's just the way it works. On the day of, I want you to be substance free. You want to be completely free of alcohol and any recreational substances at least 48 hours before you arrive. You want to be able to access higher frequencies and during your session, and being clean and clear of toxic substances helps you do that. So in the morning of your session, you'll want to limit your caffeine intake if you can, because you want to feel relaxed and peaceful. No jitters, that's all. Don't worry about falling asleep if you don't have your coffee. It rarely happens. And even if it does, I'll pull you right back to the theta state you need to be in. It's not a big deal. And since these sessions can run 4 to 6 hours, it's good not to have anything planned afterwards if you can help it, so you can stay in the zone and integrate what you've experienced afterwards. And the other thing is, you don't really want to worry about making a meeting on time or being completely mentally there for something really important. You'll want to take the rest of the day for yourself if you can, and stay in that high frequency zone for as long as you can. And then also on the day of the session, you'll want to remember to not only bring your questions, but have a snack ready and maybe a bottle of water if you like. Of course, I always have water and food, but people sometimes are particular about what they want to eat before a session. So bring what you like. And that's it. That's how to prepare for a session to make it a really good one. I look forward to working with you.